Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Victory Monday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. So on the other side of the glass, Ravens 41-17 over the Cleveland Browns, even their record at one win, one loss. Now get ready for the Lions a week from tonight down at M&T Bank Stadium. Battle of two highly regarded teams here in the National Football League 2025. But John Harbaugh, looking back at yesterday's win, talked after the victory about giving guys on defense more chances to play, some unfamiliar names making some plays yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, those decisions are all should be looked at in a positive light. You know, we were going to want to give guys opportunities. TJ's been practicing well the last couple of weeks. Teddy's been practicing well, you know, but that's no slam on anybody else. I mean, Trent's been playing well. He played well in the game, too, so I don't have any negative to say about any of those guys.
Keon Martin had five tackles yesterday for the Ravens, too. But we'll start with Teddy Buchanan. Drafted this past May.
Yep.
Trenton Simpson's his third year in the league. And the dude was the starter going into last season and through a lot of last year before he was finally benched. And then was the starter this year. But I guess, Vinny, the operative word there is was the starter. We're in week two, and he didn't even start yesterday.
Yeah, he played more special teams plays than he played defensive snaps. Played 21 special team snaps, 15 defensive plays, where Buchanan played 26 special team snaps and 60 defensive snaps. The biggest difference between the two is his instincts, you know, and I think that's why, you know, after 1 week, you know, the linebacker coach, he said, or Zach Orr, nah, forget it. You know, whereas last year it took about 4 or 5 weeks. You know, he's getting less than out. This year, one game and then out. He just doesn't have the natural instincts on the inside position. That's his biggest problem. I mean, showed on the punt last week against Buffalo. You know, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's natural instincts. No, he doesn't have them. He doesn't have them, and that's a problem. And Buchanan does. You know, Buchanan sees it on the inside much better and much quicker than Simpson does or did. You know, so, I mean, that's why Buchanan's in there. And, you know, Buchanan had, what, four tackles, something like that in the game?
He had six.
Six tackles, yeah. So, you know, he showed up and made some plays, and I just think he's more natural, and it's better fit for the defense because he knows where he's going and gets there much quicker.
Roquan Smith's a one-man gang right now.
Totally.
And he was awesome yesterday, but he's going to need some assistance. Is this going to get to the point where the Ravens might have to look outside the organization, at least for some help depth-wise inside?
I don't
that there's a, you know, a Mike Curtis out there waiting to be signed. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Bob, I don't think they'll go look outside until somebody got hurt. You know, if Buchanan got hurt, please not Roquan, but if Roquan, you're not going to replace Roquan.
Nope.
I mean, you know, so that's the thing. I don't think they go look elsewhere. I mean, just like they hadn't with the pass rusher either, Bob. I mean, they got Ajabo sitting there, and Ajabo's now going to have to play. So Simpson would be the guy that would go in. And we saw it in when they sat Roquan down for the last series or whatever, they had Simpson and Buchanan in there. You know, and that's what it would be if Roquan went down, and hopefully that never happens, because he's playing at probably defensive MVP type, you know. We saw two candidates in that game yesterday. One Garrett, one Roquan.
Now, John Harbaugh, you know, he talks about the defensive leaders on the team and also gives praise to Tylan Wallace and his performance.
You know, I'll tell you, it'd be a great question for Lamar, too, because I know he's a guy that Lamar trusts. He's a football player. He's a football player, and he does football things. He blocks people, catches passes when you throw it to him, turns punts, you know, catches, breaks tackles and runs for touchdowns. Right, Lamar? You remember that one? Zay? You know? Zay's guy. So, proud of these guys. And I'll tell you, these two guys, man, not just these two guys. I mean, guys like Roe and Kyle Hamilton and Kyle, all the guys. I can't mention them all. Ronnie. Guys that just led this week and just kept their poise and just locked in and said, let's have a great week of practice and get ready to go play a really tough football game.
Yeah, and the thing, you know, you talk about Tylan Wallace, you know, and they talked about it on the broadcast some. I mean, and I give Munkin a lot of credit. They attacked that nickel corner a lot, you know, whenever, because you didn't see many passes against Ward. Maybe there was one, because I remember Zay caught one and then made him miss a little bit. But otherwise, they were going after, I think it was, what, 26 or 29, whatever that nickel guy was. They were going after him a lot. And that's who Tez Walker beat on his touchdown, too. So that was the pigeon. That was, if you need a play, go after the pigeon.
News for the NASPD at 81.05.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. We'll hear from him as the show progresses here. Let's get to Roquan Smith and talking about the obvious, the defense needing to get better from last week.
At the end of the day, it's only about the people that's in our locker room, and we have the utmost respect for each and every person that we go to war with out there, all my guys, and from Zio at the top of the hymn. So it's more so about just being who we are for four quarters, and I felt like we showed that today, but still there was a lot of plays that we felt like we left out there. So there's room for improvement. Just got to get back in the lab, get better.
Yeah, I thought secondary, much more aggressive, played faster, created turnovers, got more hands on balls, and pass rush, still not there. Still not, and it was not a good front that they were playing against. It was a bad front that they were playing against. I thought they would get a lot more pressure. Win rates. The only guy that really was winning, I thought, was Van Ooy. You know, thought Matabike had a good job, did a good job inside. You know who did a good job inside, Bob, on the run stuff was Jenkins. You know, and he, because he's about 370, and he can handle the center and toss him and get off. Thought he did a good job stacking in there. And what we talk about last week, what I said was their offensive line doesn't knock anybody off the ball. And whose advantage of that? Roquan should have a bunch of tackles in this game because he's going to run free. And he did. He ran free. And they blitzed him a lot, too. They had him totally engaged in that game.
Looking a little bit to the pass rush against Detroit yesterday against the Bears. Jared Goff sacked 0.
He gets rid of that ball. He gets rid of the ball. And the Bears, who do they have? Swift? Is there pass rusher?
No, Swift is the running back who was only getting some garbage time stuff there. And Montez Sweat.
Sweat,
dude.
Yeah. Sweat. Yeah, Montez Sweat. So, yeah, I mean, the Ravens are going to have to put, they're going to have to put pressure on them. And I think it's going to be more about, Bob, in this one, it's going to be more about the Ravens' offense controlling it.
And last thing with Roquan Smith, Browns were doing a lot of popping off last week. So how did you block out the noise and just handle the business on the field?
At the end of the day, like I said earlier, it's only about the guys inside of that locker room and the guys that we're going to war with. So all the noise, honestly, I don't really hear it, nor do I care about others' opinions. It's more about the guys who I'm going to war with. That's who I care about opinions and how they actually feel and how we're going to go out and show exactly who we are. And we're going to do that week in and week out. Yeah, last week. It's in the past for a reason. Learn from the mistakes. Did a lot of great things, but it's great to have your weaknesses revealed week one as opposed to later in the season. So got that sour taste out of our mouth. Left a couple plays out there today, but it's just more so about being who we are for the rest of the season and not having any let-ups and playing four-quarter football.
Yeah, I'll bet you that was that would have been a tough film session after the Buffalo game because everybody's embarrassed, you know, and then you got to watch it Monday and Tuesday on ESPN and everything else. And then whether, you know, and you're off on Mondays and Tuesdays, wherever you're going, you know, people, what happened?
Yeah.
You know,
and the chatter wasn't only coming from Cleveland popping off a little bit, their players, the media, us,
yeah,
the fans. I mean, the Ravens, how many, they were breaking out stats about how many times the Ravens have lost fourth quarter lead. So I would take that personally too, if I was Roquan Smith
and Bob. When they had to answer questions after practice, wasn't about the Browns, was about the week before.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, it was, I'm sure they got tired of it.
When we come back, let's count some dough, hopefully, with buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects of this Monday. There's two games tonight in the National Football League. We'll get to our picks coming up later in this hour. Got the AFC North report. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. You want to complain about something? Well, listen. It wasn't a perfect football game yesterday, but it's a win. They avoided the same sort of damage that happened to them last year against the Raiders in their home opener. American League East report coming up at 1:15. Orioles get swept at Toronto in Chicago, taking on the White Sox before the final homestand of the year comes up this weekend, starting with the Yankees, who are playing some really good baseball. And then Jared Dubin talks some NFL with him from CBSSports.com. Are we counting the Mike McDaniel getting fired thingy? Stick around for that.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Victory Monday for the Ravens and Terps anyway. Orioles not so much. We'll get into them another hour. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan with Nolan McGraw. Got two football games coming up tonight. Week two of the NFL season coming to an end. If you missed it last night, it's kind of a snooze fest. Atlanta wins at Minnesota as they get the win against the Vikings there. And we'll talk about that when we get to the picks later on in this particular hour here. But Nolan, before we get to the sports subjects, and Vinny, let's count some dough, a little by
yourself. Yeah. And Bob, the only thing I'm disappointed about tonight is the game I really want to watch, and I think it's going to be an exciting game, is 10 o'clock. And I mean, you know, making it till 1 o'clock in the morning, that ain't happening.
But Houston and Tampa's got some intrigue to it, yeah, as well.
All righty, the Dow's up 5. The S&P's up 33. NASDAQ is up 205. DraftKings is down 81 cents. And Under Armour, they're up a penny.
Let's start in college football today. Another rough showing for Arch Manning over the weekend. Ooh. As Texas, well, they won. They took down UTEP, but they were supposed to take them down, and they were supposed to take them down in convincing fashion, and that didn't happen. Stat line for Manning, just 11 of 25, 114 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. A few weeks ago when he struggled against Ohio State, you could dismiss it at the time. You know, again, first game out there. Comes out the next week, looks a little better against inferior competition. But now this week, the concerns are back in full force. And for Paul Feinbaum, well, consider him among those who's now out on Manning. His words said, quote, "Count me out. I gave it a shot. He blew it. I like Arch. He's going to be a great player someday. Maybe some year, but not this year." Vinny, buy or sell, still too soon to write off Manning for 2025.
I'll buy that. I mean, they've only played two games, but Feinbaum is the one that caused all this crap. He came out in the summer, said he's going to win the Heisman, he's going to be the first pick of the draft, and they're going to win the national championship. And the guy played, what, two games last year? You know, he put so much pressure on this kid that he can't reach all of that. The fans booed him at home. He started out, you know, he was 0 for 10 at one time. So, you know, he's, you know, like I was talking to Mel this morning, Kiper too, and forget about him for the draft issue, you know. I mean, just let him go play. He hadn't played much time.
For the season, he's 55% completion rate, 6 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Yeah, it sucks. And they played two dog teams. So he's going to be around for a while. I think he's got a chance to get better. Is he going to be the first pick in a draft? I don't even think he's coming out of the draft.
Let's go over to the Orioles here. Last week, Tyler O'Neill came off the IL to rejoin the team ahead of the Blue Jays series. It was his third stint on the IL this season, dealing with issues with his neck, his shoulder, most recently the wrist. All of this leading him to just appear in 45 games so far this season. Even if he plays in all 13 they have remaining, it'll still be his fewest in a season since the COVID-shortened year. Buy or sell, Bob, O'Neill has one more IL stint in him at some point in these 13 games.
Oh, man.
Have a little fun with this
one.
Yeah,
I'm going to say I'll buy it. I mean, he'll, like, stub his toe round in a bag, or he'll, like, hit a ball girl chasing a foul ball. I mean, something's going to happen that'll affect him. Question is he going to go down? Because he'll be back next year. He's not opted out, I wouldn't think. And will he go down as maybe one of the worst free agent signings in Orioles history? Maybe one of the worst acquisitions in Orioles history, because he was brought in to replace 44 homers and Tony Taters, who, by the way, is not really doing much for the Toronto Blue Jays. He's been out since, what, May? And they're first place, thank you very much, in the AL East. But, man, if you don't get something out of him next year, holy mackerel.
How about this Bengals news? Joe Burrow going to be out at least 3 months as he recovers from a turf toe injury. All of a sudden, the Bengals, who finally got that hot start they've been looking for, it's all almost null and void at this point when you lose your star-studded quarterback. Jake Browning did take over, held things in check enough for the win, but very much a mixed bag performance from him. 2 touchdowns and 3 picks. You remember a few years ago in 2023, he replaced an injured Joe Burrow in that season and led the Bengals to a 4-3 record when he was a starter. Actually had a completion percentage over 70 in those games as well. Buy or sell, Vinny, Browning still a better option for the Bengals than any other backup they could get their hands on right now.
I'll buy that just because he's been around their system and he knows their players and stuff. So, yeah, I'll totally buy that. But he's got to play 15 games now. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, limit the 3 picks to maybe 1 week.
Yeah.
We'll go back to the Orioles here. Following this weekend's sweep at the hands of the Blue Jays, the Orioles sit at 69-80 on the season, just as they've shown all year, right when things look like they're turning the corner or they put together a nice stretch of 10 games, they immediately go the opposite direction. So they had a really nice stretch coming into that series. They get swept. Now Tony Mancelino's record as the manager, just a hair above 500, 54-52. Again, we talked about this, 13 games remaining in the regular season. More than half of them will be played against the Yankees. Buy or sell, Bob, Mancelino will finish the season with a winning record as manager.
I'm going to sell it because you have Tampa as well, and they're kind of sniffing, holding on for dear life to some sort of playoff hopes themselves. And we'll see how they respond against the White Sox starting tonight with Kyle Bradish on the hill. But, yeah, Manzo threw 100, was 51-44, and he joined guys like Earl Weaver, Hank Bauer, Buck Showalter as Oriole Joe Altobelli, managers in their first 100 games who had winning records. So he should be commended for that. I don't know if it's going to help him long-term when it's all said and done. Nah, I think the Orioles might be circling the old drainage here. Well, who knows? Just when we think they're done, they sweep the Padres and take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, et cetera, et cetera.
Maybe one more spoiler series in there for them.
Yeah, sure.
But we'll see. Before we hit the break here, do have a giveaway to do today, and you're going to want to be in tune for this one because it's for an event tomorrow night. Ziggy Marley going to be at Pier 6 Pavilion. Tickets on sale courtesy of Live Nation, but you can win a pair right now if you are caller number, let's do 8, 410-583-1057. Again, 2 tickets to see Ziggy Marley tomorrow night.
How about that? Ziggy Marley tomorrow night. Get in here. Caller number 8, as you heard from Nolan, at 407-583-1057. When we come back, we got the AFC North report. We'll look at yesterday's games in the division outside of Baltimore and Cleveland. We're obviously going to revisit that one as well. We got our picks coming up. We'll look at yesterday's scores in the National Football League. Dallas, an incredible win against the New York Giants. Kansas City's 0-2. And we'll do our picks for tonight's game. Two of them, as Tampa goes to Houston, and then the Chargers take on the Raiders. A little Monday Night Football double.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Better for you.
Bengals.
Chase to the end zone. That's a Bengal touchdown.
Browns.
Toss down. Miles Garrett gets home.
Steelers.
Pressure ball out. Picked up. What? Touchdown Steelers.
Ravens.
Lamar winding up. Going deep for Bateman. He's got it.
The toughest division in football. Notes from the North. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
410-583-1057 is how you join us. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Notes from the North here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Just tuning into the show, just waking up, haven't heard for whatever reason. Joe Burrow, turf toe surgery, getting surgery, going to be out at least 3 months with a catastrophic blow to the Bengals, who have missed the playoffs the previous two seasons, expected to level up this year. They drafted Stewart. They gave Hendrickson a raise, even though there was a lot of drama surrounding both of those situations. But for the Cincinnati Bengals, this is a big one, and we'll get into it here in a second. But yesterday, the guy that replaced Joe Burrow, who was 7-for-13 with a touchdown before the injury, Jake Browning. And, you know, he had his moments of brilliance. He had a little screw-up or two there. But in the end, he scored the game-winning touchdown.
Browning, paid ball. One hand. Are you serious? Mitchell Tinsley.
CBS on the call. Jake Browning, 21 of 32, 241 yards, two touchdowns. Tinsley getting the fun there as the Cincinnati Bengals stun the Jacksonville Jaguars, 31-27. Jacksonville, with their full complement of players, which included Trevor Lawrence, couldn't get the win on the road. But for Cincinnati, they improved to 2-0 on the year. Jamar Chase, how about this monster stat line? 14-for-165 and a TD there, because Higgins, he had 3-for-55 and a TD himself. But they were quiet against Cleveland. Cleveland just totally stoned them with Joe Burrow. But they got it done. And with Jake Browning, so Vinny, picks aside, is Jake Browning a guy good enough to at least keep them? Because they got a two-game head start on 500.
Right.
Can he keep them treading water to when Burrow eventually comes back in, what, mid-December? If, in fact, it happens the way they think it will.
Oh, Bob, they got a tough schedule, too, coming up here shortly. I'm going to say I don't think he can. I think it's going to be tough. Their defense has got to step up and play, you know, and I don't know if defense is good enough. And you know, the offensive line, Burrow saved him so much. I'll say it's going to be tough for him, Bob.
Trey Hendrickson did have the sack that the Bengals had yesterday.
He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a couple on the year for Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, former number one overall pick in the draft. Let's not forget that. 24-42, three TDs, two picks. As Jacksonville falls to 1-1 on the season.
I'm sure that's a disappointing loss for Jacksonville. Probably felt like, you know, they should have won that game. You know, especially when starting quarterback goes out. So, yeah, that was a bad loss. And Trevor Lawrence, I mean, Bob, this year 5 year five and you're still wondering, you know, I mean, he's had what? Three head coach. Yeah, and they're all like, they're trying to get Trevor Lawrence squared away.
Yeah, so good luck with Jacksonville there. By the way, the Bengals are at Minnesota coming up this weekend. Taking on the Vikings, who got spanked last night. We'll get to that when we do our picks. Elsewhere in the AFC North, Steelers, their home opener after that dramatic win against the Jets. Let's not forget, even though Rodgers threw four touchdown passes against New York, they still needed a 60-yard field goal at the end.
Yep.
To win that one up at the Meadowlands. They came home yesterday, taking on the Seattle Seahawks, who lost their opener against San Francisco. And we talk about football IQ with Trenton Simpson. How about this one happening yesterday at whatever they call it? It's Acrisure Stadium.
To stabilize the team and the offense and go win some of these fourth quarter tight ball games.
Oh, bad bounce goes through the hands of Caleb Johnson. He may have touched that ball. That would be a live ball. Let's see what the ruling is here. It is a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Oh, Seattle gets the score!
Fox on the call there. Caleb Johnson off the shoulder pad, clipped the fingers a little bit, and I didn't notice any black jerseys chasing the ball.
No, not at all.
And Seattle goes in, and they get the touchdown on that muffed kickoff there. And in doing so, help secure a win at Pittsburgh 31-17. But, Vinny, how does that sort of thing happen, man? You've had mini camp, you've had OTA, you've had training camp, and now the games are real. The action is hot.
And that was a rookie doing it, too, and he's returned kicks this year for them so far. So that was a total blunder, total. Because, Bob, all he's got to do is kneel down to get the ball on the 35-yard line. That's all he's got to do, just kneel down. I mean, he just thought that, you know.
But once he touched it, it's all hands on deck here.
Yes. Yes. And nobody chased it.
Yeah, George Halani is the player for Seattle. He gets the win. So the Seahawks get the W at Pittsburgh. Sam Darnold, I mean, mixed results with some of the fun that he did yesterday. Taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was 22 of 33 for two touchdowns, two picks. Kenneth Walker, after a quiet opener, 13 carries for 105 yards and a TD. So based on the first couple of games of the season, this isn't exactly the steel curtain when it comes to stopping the run right now.
There's no curtain whatsoever. I mean, they give up the run. They can't. Yeah, they couldn't stop it in week one. And they definitely haven't stopped it in week two. And they've got to hope that Derek Harmon, a rookie they drafted in the first round, can come. He's a defensive tackle, can come and help him. And I don't know if Cameron Hayward's probably in the best shape of his life, Bob, because he was holding in all the time. So they got him. Patrick Queen, where are you? You know, so they've got some problems.
Yeah, a week after throwing for four touchdowns, Aaron Rodgers, 18 of 33. 203 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. Quarterback rating, an extremely pedestrian 58.
Yeah, and in reality, one of the interceptions shouldn't have been an interception, should have been a touchdown. And then, you know, I mean, they gave him a play there where Pittsburgh should have had another touchdown. And then, you know, the kick return, you know. So they kind of screwed up 14 points.
DK Metcalf did score a TD for the Steelers against his former team. Pittsburgh next Sunday at New England. 1.5-point favorites over the Pats, who won it in Miami. And again, we'll get to that in a couple of
minutes. Yeah, this could be an interesting game. That'll be another game, Bob, that's going to be a very close, tight game, you know, because neither team's great.
And then for Cleveland, who the Ravens thumped yesterday, especially in the second half, they're hosting the Green Bay Packers, Pack 2-0, with wins over Detroit and Washington. 8.5-point favorites on the road against the Browns. And it could be Joe Flacco's last start. Will we be surprised, for instance, if Stefanski meets with the media whenever and says, well, we're going to go with Dylan Gabriel here? Or is that unfair?
I don't think against that defense
right now.
Well, Micah Parsons is going to get those tackles. It's going to be crazy, you know, because those tackles can't block very well. And that Green Bay defense is playing as good as any right now.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's get a call in. Nolan, is that cool? Before we get to the break, let's go to Cool C at Timonium. Cool C, thanks for holding. You're on Vinny Haney and Quick Draw McGraw here.
Okay, real quick to Vinny. Vinny, if it bounces in the landing zone and goes into the end zone and you kneel it down, you only get it on the 20. You don't get it on the 35. Only if it goes into the end zone in the air. Okay, so if it bounces in the landing zone anywhere, you must return, period. If it goes into the end zone, you take a knee, you only get it on the 20. Now, Andrews was a touchdown. I'm sick and tired of these officials. They should have called it a touchdown and reviewed it, and I don't know why Harbaugh didn't challenge that. He caught the ball. He held it. He took two steps, and then it got punched out. Do you agree with me on that? That was a touchdown to Andrews. I don't understand the call. And yeah, Harbaugh was ready to throw the flag.
He was.
Because it wasn't a touchdown, they didn't review it from upstairs.
Yeah, and I think they said he needed to have 2 feet down and then make a football move. They said he never made a football move. That's what the announcers said. I thought, you know, bam, bam, he had 2 feet down. That would have been an interesting challenge by Harbs, but I think at that time, I think Harbs wanted to say, in case he needed timeouts, if they didn't win it.
We'll come back, look at our picks for this weekend, to our games tonight as well. We'll take a couple more phone calls as well at 410-583-1057. You want to join us for NFL Lunch, feel free to get into that party coming up at 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. Look what happened in the division outside of the Orioles getting swept at Toronto. And then Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com talking about 2 weeks of the NFL season in and who are the coaches on the hot seat. I think we can kind of figure it out for now, can't we? At the bottom of the hour from CBSSports.com. But let's get a phone call in here before we get to our picks. Let's go get Joe in Woodbury. Joe, how you feeling on this Monday, my friend?
Oh, man, I feel so glad to be talking to you guys, man. I missed you all week, man, because I was on a hiatus. Just like I told Quick Draw, I've never been so mad. And when I saw 3 points get scored in 31 seconds. So I ain't watched no ball till yesterday. And I ain't talked no ball since today. So how y'all doing?
Better than you, apparently. Because all we did was have to talk about football.
Okay, well, anyway, I'll talk now. Vinny, the football move thing, I was trying to explain to people, and the guy was saying, well, I'm saying, look, if a runner's running and the ball breaks the plane and the body doesn't, it's considered a touchdown. So when that ball hits your hands and you got 2 feet on the ground, it should be a touchdown. I mean, I think they said it was a football move because he wasn't standing still. He was in motion, and it didn't take the 2 steps. Am I right?
I think that's what they said, yes.
That's what they're saying. Now, if he'd have been standing still with both feet and caught the ball, you can come smack it. It's touchdown because my feet are ground and I caught the ball. But by him being in motion, he had to go 1-2 with his feet or just go to the ground. And I was just trying to explain that to people. And, I mean, that's it. Because, you know, man, sometimes the game is in the referees and umpires' hands, man. They can't see everything, and everything can't be put on a microscope like they try to do. So I'm glad we won. And we always say how y'all don't say it. I say it. The Chiefs are the new Patriots because I don't think Mahomes got hit in the head. I think that was a whiff. That's just my opinion. And what about when he overthrew that wide open receiver? He's human. They'd have won that game. But he overthrows wide open people, man. So I'm ready for a good season. So let's come on, Detroit. We ready for you, and maybe we can kick another field goal 67-yarder to win it.
All right, Joe.
Take it easy, y'all.
Thanks for the call. Well, hopefully it doesn't come down to Looper having to kick a 67-yarder to do that. And another play, and we'll get to the picks here in 1 second. And that one was Travis Kelce letting the ball bounce, which should have been a touchdown, turns into a pick in a game-changing momentum changer.
Yeah, it almost looked like he wasn't his head wasn't around quick enough. Like, ball comes, boom, and he just threw his hands out and it bounced up off his hands. But a guy like that, you know, you would think that he would make that play, but that was a huge, huge play in this game.
Nolan, you ready to do some picks here?
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
I got a little upbeat music for that with Nolan McGraw. Upbeat. I'm ready to start banging my head heavy metal style. But let's start with the college game, shall we?
Yeah, Maryland and Towson, no surprises here. All three of us taking the Terps, all three of us being rewarded for that one. So handling business for one more week, but now the real test starts for Loxley and company.
Next.
All right, Clemson and Georgia Tech. Bob, you were the only one right here taking Georgia Tech. Vinny and I going down there with Clemson.
How dare you?
Yeah, we effed that one up, Nolan. I mean, talked about, you know, in Clemson.
Yeah, you talked yourself out of taking Georgia Tech.
And they were missing a couple guys, too, Clemson.
By the way, you mentioned Feinbaum sticking a fork in Arch Manning. He stuck a fork in Clemson, too, as far as getting
them
the playoffs.
To win the title, yeah. Didn't he?
Well, he turned on you 2 weeks, 3 weeks in, you're done.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and Alabama, all three of us taking Alabama here. We kind of figured they'd come in a little more inspired, healthier as well.
And the Wisconsin quarterback sucked. You know, I mean, he threw some picks and stuff in that one. So Wisconsin's got a decent run defense.
Georgia and Tennessee, I was the only one to have enough confidence in the Bulldogs here, and you guys rolled with Tennessee.
Yeah, roll tide roll, not really. Should have won, could have won, didn't win. High-scoring affair.
That was an awesome game.
Yeah, very exciting contest.
That was
sure.
That was a fun game.
Well, speaking of teams being done or out on teams, Texas A&M and Notre Dame, we all picked the Irish because we all thought they needed it.
Yeah, well, they did.
It wasn't a thought. It was a no. We know they needed it, but they still didn't win.
But they got hosed on that non-holding call.
Yeah, they did. They did. And Bob, I don't know that Notre Dame can get into the playoffs. I don't. They don't play unless
they have an easy schedule moving forward.
They
so they should
SC,
stack wins.
They need SC to win a bunch of games.
How about Vanderbilt and South Carolina? Oh, all three of us wrong here. South Carolina was our pick.
Well, the QB got hurt for the Gamecocks, which is a bad sign.
Smalls, isn't his name Smalls? Yeah, he got hurt in the second quarter. And he got hit right in the head, helmet to helmet. Vandy's undefeated. Vandy's undefeated. They're playing good. Their quarterback's about 28 years old.
Round out the college picks with an easy one here. All three of us taking the Hurricanes, Miami to beat South Florida.
Yeah, more handily than I thought, though.
Me too.
South Florida had beaten two ranked teams, and Miami, they totally won MC Hammer time.
Yeah, and Bob, now Miami is playing Florida, and College Game Day is going to be at that game, and South Florida just beat Florida at Florida.
Over to the NFL, first game here, Bengals and Jaguars. A lot of talking points out of this one because of what happened to Joe Burrow, but the Bengals did win, which means that's a win for Vinny and I. Bob took the Jaguars.
Yeah, screw you, Trevor Lawrence. Next.
Giants and Cowboys, an unexpected thriller that went to overtime. Russ was cooking there, but not enough for the win. All three of us took the boys.
Dramatic game, too.
Crazy.
64-yarder to send it in overtime.
Bears and Lions, another division showdown, but this one not as close. Lions steamrolling the Bears in this one. I don't know if we saw it being that much of a blowout, but nope. We were certainly all taking the Lions for sure.
52 on the board.
Pats and Dolphins here. Keep those division matchups rolling. Bob, one last-ditch effort on the Dolphins. You said this is your last time picking the Dolphins. Can't blame you after that one.
Yeah, they were down early, came back, took the lead, and just they had opportunities late. Is it denounced or renounced? What am I doing to it?
Denounced.
I'm denouncing you, Miami.
How about when Miami runs the punt back for a touchdown? They're all fired up, and then New England runs the kickoff right back for a touchdown, take the lead back. That was crazy.
Niners and Saints. No Brock Purdy, no problem. Niners hold on and get the win. All three of us predicted that.
Yeah, Mac Jones, three touchdown passes. Hello.
Bills and Jets. Keep these division matchups plentiful here in week two, but the Bills get this one. All three of us saw that in the cards.
Yeah, that wasn't close.
Here's the difference in opinion. Seahawks and Steelers. Bob and Vinny rolling with the Steel crew. I took the Seahawks. DK Metcalf did get his revenge, if you want that. He got his touchdown. Mm-hmm. But as we mentioned, the special teams, faux pas, a lot more going wrong than right for Pittsburgh.
And Darnold threw some picks, and you know, he tried to keep Pittsburgh in the game. Steelers didn't want it, I guess.
These next two, we were all in agreeance. Rams and Titans, all three of us with the Rams. Panthers, Cardinals, all three of us with the Cardinals, although that one
Cardinals
was a little more
to give it away.
It was entertaining, more so than I would have thought.
Yeah, Calais Campbell with the big play late. And by the way, the Rams-Titans game was close, but L.A. kind of pulled away late for that one.
Broncos and Colts. Bob and Vinny got this one, taking the Colts. I went with the Broncos, but not to be. That one, a late turn of events there.
Yeah, well, they
you
missed
had
field
to
goal.
Win. You had it, and then they got the penalty.
Don't remind me.
What they call it? The old leverage flag, which is fun. Sean Payton looked like his head was about to explode.
And then what we thought was going to be the game of the week wasn't not entertaining, but I guess it got surpassed probably by that Giants and Cowboys game. But Eagles and Chiefs in the rematch of the Super Bowl. Bob, the only one correct here, going with Philadelphia. So now we can bury the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
This is it. Everyone wants to do it. Everyone's been waiting on it.
I think the Ravens are going to have a chance to put the dagger in.
Could be, yeah. Who's their week three? I should have
at
looked
the
it up.
Giants.
Okay, all right. Well, they got to get that one. If they don't get that one, then we got serious problems here. Falcons and Vikings, all three of us wrong on this one. Vikings almost nowhere to be found. Did they even get off the plane?
No, they were
the
home.
Home team. They didn't do that either. I knew it as soon as I said it, though. But yeah,
McCarthy,
we were all wrong.
McCarthy had a baby and missed practice, and maybe he missed a couple practice because he missed the game last night too. I think
that was a boring game.
Yes,
five field goals for Atlanta.
And lastly, here, Ravens and Browns. All three of us taking the Ravens. A reminder on scores: Vinny said 31-14 Ravens. Bob, pretty close actually, 37-14. And I said 31-21, giving them way too much credit there, I was. All in all here, our updated standings coming out of the week, if my math is correct, and that's a big if. Vinny's still out in front at 38-15. Bob then in second, 33-20. And I'm bringing up the rear, 32-21.
You in Hail Mary territory yet there, Nolan?
Not quite. I mean, I did have the best record this week, so I actually made up ground.
I was 14-7. What were you?
I got you 13-7, not counting Thursday night. I had Bob at 13-7 as well. No, I had 14-6.
Okay, whatever. I trust you.
Well, we got two games tonight yet.
Yeah, so let's do it. What do we got?
What are the games tonight?
Tampa and Texans. Houston.
There we go.
Buccaneers and Texans. What do you want to take?
Houston minus 2.5. Spreads are for entertainment purposes only.
Vinny, you go first. You're the leader.
Yeah. I'm going to take home team. I'll take Houston. Take C.J. Stroud. I'll take the boys. Worst plan tonight, though, for Tampa, I think, which will help, you know, put them at left tackle. And Barton, you know, can go back to playing center probably. But I'll take Houston.
Yeah, not really impressed with what Houston did last week, obviously, in that losing effort. Not very impressive at all to me. I mean, really, who's running the ball for them? I know Nick Chubb's there, but really a mystery, honestly. I'm going to go with the Bucs.
Yeah, I'm taking Tampa. Then you have the Chargers, Raiders late. Chargers, 3.5-point favorites in Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas eked out a win at New England. I mean, this place is going to be electric tonight in Vegas. It's going to be loud, crazy, the whole thing. I'm going to take, since I'm in the lead, I'm going to take a gamble. I'll go with Vegas.
All right, I'm not going to pass up the opportunity to take the favorite here. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up with Nolan. If you're going to take Vegas, we're going to take a chance to gain a game.
Yep.
It goes, since they just won the biggest game in the history of the franchise last week, the Chargers, they're going to follow it up with an even greater win tonight against the Raiders in a rivalry game. We'll come back at up on lunch. You want to have some of that with us? Get in at 410-583-1057. American League East report at 115. Updated look at the standings as well. And Jared Dubin, we talk NFL with him. Is the seat hot in Miami for Mike McDaniel? If he's already talking about job security, probably so.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.